Хөрхөн охид trap сонсон. Trap сонсон, trap донтсон. Түүний сонсон хөгжим дур булаан. Дадаш дуудан дур булаа мөрөлдөө.
Hey everybody, welcome to a brand new MMA Roasted podcast. It's me, Adam Hunter. I got the Greg Wilson in the house.
Yeah, man.
I also have Ween Dog.
What's up, dude?
It's going to be a great show. We got Max Payne Griffin on the show.
Oh,
As well as Andre Harrison, who's fighting to win $1 million this Friday night in PFL. By the way, I'm now working with PFL, making videos for them. If you want to check out, they got a great event this Friday night. We'll talk about it on Facebook Live as well as NBC Sports. They got six guys on New Year's Eve are going to be making $1 million each. Okay,
but jeez,
by winning this tournament. So stakes are getting higher. So I want to thank our sponsor. Listen, people, Santa Cruz Medicinals. They make potent lab tested CBD formulas. This stuff is amazing. I'm telling you, I take it. I put it in my coffee. All right. Joe took it in his coffee.
The CBD coconut oil is tremendous, dude.
Tremendous, right?
It's tremendous.
It helps me relax, helps me feel good, it helps my life, okay? So I strongly recommend this, okay? Their 1,000 milligram CBD-infused coconut oil, is you could add it to your coffee or shakes, use it topically to help reduce inflammation. I know a lot of you guys work out, you guys train, maybe you're just in pain, okay? This stuff works. Their 1,000 milligram olive oil is amazing to add to recipes and can make any recipe CBD-infused, any recipe. I'm telling you guys, I'm doing Muay Thai. I'm not 20 years old. I'm 40. Okay. And I feel it. I feel it in my body. And it's just like, I'm like, oh, I'm aching here and there. I take this stuff. I feel so much better. It's gluten-free, sugar-free, lab-tested, and affordable. Use the code MMA Roasted for $5 off your order. Also, Speedweed. Listen, people, marijuana is legal in California, okay? And you shouldn't have to leave your house to get it, okay? You order pizza, you order Chinese food, you order everything else. Order marijuana, order your vape pens, order your flower, order your CBD. They will take care of you. They'll come right to you, okay? Just mention Roasted. You get $10 off, $100 or more. You go to a dispensary right now. It's like a Walmart on Black Friday, okay? You're going to be there for hours. It's a pain in the ass. People are busy, all right? I'm busy. So just check it out. Go to speedweed.com. Follow them at Speedweed. They're big fans of MMA. They're great people. Amazing people, and they're helping making your life easier and more convenient and saving you time, and that's always a good thing. What else? I just got back from Vancouver doing comedy. I like Vancouver. I like the city. It's a nice people, super cool. Mm-hmm. Shows were great. Nothing but love for Vancouver. I like Canada in general. I think Canadians are happier people, and I think it's because they get paternity leave.
Is that true?
Yeah, you get paid paternity leave. Only in America, fathers don't get anything off. But they give you a year off if you're a dad or a mom. You can do 6 months dad, 6 months mom. And obviously kids grow up happier because you're with your parents.
That's awesome,
so
dude.
I think that's the secret to being a happy person is paternity leave or maternity leave. I know me and my wife have it. Greg, how was your weekend? What'd you do?
I was at the Ha-Ha. That was a lot of fun. And did a bunch of that business, did some comedy. I went into this other room, this new room called Echoes on Pico. Have you done this?
Is that
Matt Taylor's
room?
Yeah, man. Yeah, that place packed. I had a huge show over at that one, too. Yeah. So, it was a lot of fun. Just good shows, doing shows. And then, of course, Sunday football all day. That was fantasy football. I was loving it, man. I was having a blast.
I have a question.
Cowboys won. That was great.
I have a question for Greg. Yes. Did you get into football as like a child and then that's how your love for football grew, or did you get into it more as an adult?
Well, it was one of those things that you grow up in Texas and football's king. Okay. So yeah, you're into football and you grow up, it was the Dallas area, so everybody loves the Cowboys. Mm. And high school football's huge, and I went to a big high school where, everybody went to the games on Friday and stuff. So it was a big deal in Plano Wildcats. So I mean, and then I went to a college that had no major sports team, and that sucked. Mm. And I was like, I'm at the wrong school, so I bailed on that shit. And now if I'd been smart, I would have gone to a big school, and but I didn't. It was too late for me. I was already off living my life at that point. So I was always into football, and then when I got into fantasy football, that makes it not just about your team. Like, I was always a big Cowboys fan.
Uh-huh.
But then you're into all the teams, you know, and certain players here and there. And, you know, you're talking shit with your buddies. And it's a great way to stay in touch with your buddies, too. You know, like, guys, we're not that communicative.
Yeah.
So, I mean, to have something to, like, give each other shit over and talk about and stay connected with mm-hmm. for 17 weeks out of the year, it's a lot of fun.
Right.
You know, it's a really cool thing, you know. And so that's why I built a comedians league because, and I asked Adam to do it. He was like, I know nothing about that. And I'm like, all right, then forget it.
I don't.
But I mean, it was just one of those things. Like, now, so we get to stay in touch and give each other shit. And fuck, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Otherwise, we never talk.
Right.
Unless we see each other at a show. And they're like, hey, how you been? So it's a great way to stay in touch. And the same with my other league of record, which is an entirely separate group of friends that I get to stay in touch with them. You know, so... So it's got a lot of very positive components that I love.
That's nice.
And Joe, how was your weekend? What'd you do?
I watched the fights, dude.
Yes,
watched Bellator 206.
Yes. All right, let's talk about that for a
second.
That
was frustrating at first because you spend like 4 hours trying to figure out how do I watch these fights in the first place, dude? What the heck is DAZN? And then you find out it's called DAZN. It's a streaming thing. I don't know.
No, but there were some really good fights. What I like about the Bellator fights with that whole app is that you actually watch the undercard. Because they made it so hard for you to watch the undercard before. And when you don't watch undercard fights, you don't know the guys when they're on the main event. You're like, all of a sudden, the guy's 10-1, but you're like, I never seen the guy before. The Bellator was doing a horrible job because you had to log into their Spike app, and then it was the Paramount app, and it was the Bellator app. This DAZN's pretty good. The stream was pretty good. I watched it when I was in Canada, but the whole event was actually good. Let's talk about some of the fights. First of all, the main event, you watch it at all? Bellator?
No, man, I completely forgot all about it. Awesome. You know what it is? I wanted to see it, but it didn't record.
No, it's on DAZN. That's what we're talking about.
No wonder. Okay, because I went looking for it. I was like, where the fuck is it? I was looking. I was like, Bellator, where is it? I swear there were some fights. Couldn't find it anyway. So I was like, fuck it. I don't know what the fuck.
There websites you could have checked.
And it's it's spelled DAZN, but it's pronounced DAZN. Like, is this is DAZN.
Really?
Yeah, it's very corny and sort of cringy, but
it's huge in Europe, I guess. It's like their sport. It's like their Netflix for sports.
Well, it's good quality.
Good quality. So, look, like I said, Musasi versus McDonald was a complete mismatch. I said it's a good big guy beating a good small guy, and that's exactly what happened. I know they weighed in at the same weight, but you could see Rory was not looking like vintage Rory. He looked like a guy who was trying to make 85, who like putting on 10 pounds of fat and didn't look good. Got basically murdered out there.
Yeah.
And I don't even know what they were thinking. The guy could legitimately win the middleweight tournament. I mean, he has a win over Tyron Woodley. Why would he do this? I get you got to challenge yourself, but you got to be smart too. I think that was a bad move on his part. At the same time, good for Musasi.
Because he did that like little Imanari roll, which he's done like against Wonderboy, but that very rarely works.
It's never worked for him in an octagon or now. It's never worked for him.
Yeah.
It works in jiu-jitsu tournaments. Amazing. Mm-hmm. I actually watched the EBI over the weekend. There was some good jiu-jitsu going on. But it does not work. It doesn't seem to be working for him at that level against a guy like Musasi. Mm-hmm. And he just got pounded on. He looked like a big brother beating up his little brother.
Right.
That's exactly what it looked like.
So I was wrong about that one.
You were wrong about that one.
I was too.
I was probably wrong about most of them.
Rampage versus Vanderlei. That was awesome.
Those
guys
a good fight.
Threw down.
Yeah.
Right? Yes. Look, I thought that it was gonna have like a ramp and the whole thing. We were
right, exactly. Yeah, those little handlebars like they have in the assisted living housing bathrooms and shit.
The fight of the wrong decade.
A little shower seat instead of a stool in the corner.
Yeah, I mean, it was the fight of the decade, not the decade.
Right. That was a good joke on Twitter. I like that one.
But no, they threw down.
Yeah,
they threw down. But Rampage had 30 pounds on him and just hit a little bit harder. And then it was over.
Mm-hmm.
But now they want to do a fifth one.
I'm okay with that.
Really?
Yeah, why not?
Why not? Listen, if it was a good fight, hey, let them fight again. I mean, look at that. There are a lot of sports that have a seniors tour, you know, like golf and shit and tennis. They're usually not, you know, full contact sports. There's no seniors league for football, but maybe they're going. Like, even in basketball, they have that 3-on-3 league now that's for, like, older dudes that still ball out. So why not? I mean, if you could still fight, that's the thing. I mean, a lot of these guys look so garbage when they come back. It's like an embarrassment. But, I mean, if it was a good fight, sure, why not?
I don't have no problem with this. What I have a problem with is, like, a BJ Penn versus Yair Rodriguez, where they just put, like, a new guy against a name. You want to put two old guys against each other?
Yeah.
I'm all for it.
Right.
I'm all for it.
Right.
Douglas Lima.
Where's the Iceman? Let's bring back the Iceman.
Here we are. He's fighting in Oscar De La Hoya, Perdomo Promotions, Golden Boy MMA, at the Forum, November 24th, against Chuck Liddell. It's actually happening. I mean, I'm against Tito Ortiz.
I was going to say, wait a minute. That's right. Yeah, the Tito. That's right.
Yeah, it's.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, they started walking to the cage today.
That's right. There was that joke. That's right. Boom. That was the joke you had about it. Okay, it's all the same. Yes. It's all back now.
It's all the same. I don't know what they're doing. I don't know why they're doing this. Somebody put like Golden Age MMA. But seriously, it's ridiculous.
Golden Age Retirement Home MMA.
I'm going to watch it, though. I'm going to watch it.
Listen, if I can find the channel.
It's going to be a pay-per-view.
I'm not paying for it. I'm just not going to pay for that fight.
Let's go. It's November 24th.
Yeah, you know what? I would rather go to the Forum and pay to see it because it would probably be about the same. You could probably get cheaper tickets for it.
It starts at 1 in the afternoon for the old, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
So they
could be at dinner by 5 and in bed by 7. That's exactly
is it like an actual fight card? Is there other fights?
Yeah, no, there are. Gleason Tebow's on it.
Okay.
I know they asked Baroni to be on it. Phil Baroni.
I thought he was going to be on the bare knuckle boxing.
He is. Fight. He actually turned it down to do the bare knuckle boxing.
Okay.
But yeah, so they're actually, I don't know who else is on.
I think people like think bare knuckle boxing is like ground floor right now to the next big thing, which it might be.
It might be.
It seems to be getting steam. I mean, people are fucking watching it.
Yeah, it's only in Wyoming legal now, though.
Right. Yes, that is a problem. But there was a time when a lot of states wouldn't let UFC into their state.
No,
it took forever to get into New York. That just happened, what, like 2 years ago?
Yeah.
No, for those 8 people in Wyoming, they're loving it.
Yeah,
their whole economy of Wyoming now is great because of bare knuckle boxing. I'll tell you who looked good, Aaron Pico.
Yeah,
Jesus.
Dude,
this kid was the number one ranked kid in high school, like in the country. I thought they brought him out too quick. He didn't go to college, tried out for the Olympics, and then didn't make it or whatever. It was like number 2 or 3 ranked in the country. And then they put him up in his first fight. He got steamrolled. It was on my wedding day, actually. He got steamrolled against a kid that...
Hey, that makes 2 of you.
Wasn't he actually lasted longer.
Nice. There he is. Ba-doom.
So,
we got to put a symbol in here.
I got to bring your symbol.
Yeah, bring my symbol in here. We can keep doing.
But now, since then, he's just been murdering people.
Uh-huh.
And he beat Leandro Higo, who's a fucking good fighter. I mean, a really good fighter.
Yeah.
And his boxing is, he got Freddie Roach in his corner.
He's like you know Freddie Roach lives around here?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know
I've seen him before over at the pizza place, the Apollina.
Oh, really?
Yeah, right there on Wilshire. He lives like right here in this neighborhood. Apparently, he's there all the time.
I believe it.
Yeah.
So he looked great, and then the kid Gaston Balasso.
Gaston.
He looked amazing too.
He's like another dude that looks exactly like Kelvin Gastelum.
Yeah, he looks like if Gastelum actually was at a natural weight class. he looks like this dude, 1,000%.
That guy's good, dude.
That'd be funny if they fought each other.
Yeah, I know. It was, right. So that was that. And then what else? And then Ryzen, our girl lost.
And,
but she came out looking so hot to the Michael Jackson.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, I think she won points on that. But she ended up getting like, that girl, her wrestling got a lot better, the other girl.
Yeah, that happens.
Yeah. And then, and Bob Sapp won.
Yeah. Did you see? Is that right? No.
Oh, it was like, they're saying it was the best, worst fight ever. You gotta see highlights of this fight.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Like, Bob had him out, but was like too tired.
Yeah.
To, like, you know how like at the end of like Rocky 2, where they both got their hands on their hips, like
right. Just like, exhausted. Like ain't gonna be no rematch.
That's
don't want one.
The third round, like they were just staring at each other, but he won.
Yeah,
he couldn't believe he won. He almost.
Well,
got,
I think it was the only way to continue getting those checks.
He almost
the only way to keep getting paid to lose is eventually, occasionally, you gotta win.
But it was crazy. It was one of the funniest, craziest, and people were really happy for him.
Not a lot of people know this, but right after the fight, he kidnapped a girl and went to Uganda.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, it was crazy. But we actually have Bob Sapp on the line. Bob, how are you?
Hey, it's great to be back here on the MMA Roasted Podcast. You guys made fun of me last time saying I got paid to lose. No. So I was like, I'm going to go out there and whoop that ass this time.
No, you have more wins this year than the Raiders, which is actually pretty pretty impressive. But how did you feel? You almost lost in the first.
I almost lost. I injured real hard. My brain still hurts. It may be permanent.
How did you feel, though? I mean, you won. Everyone was going crazy.
Yeah.
Now, did you think about throwing the fight at all?
I don't know, because no one stepped up with the payment for that. I was all set to lose, that is, you know, for the big money. And then that check bounced. Motherfucking check bounced. You know I called the bank on that shit. And I said, fuck it, I'm going to whoop this boy's ass now. And that's what happened. I'm Bob Sapp.
now that you won a fight, how many more fights do you plan on having?
As many as I can get paid to do, you know. As it turns out, that all you can eat ribs special wasn't all you can eat. It was individually charged, and I'm still paying Sizzler for that one.
Damn, how much money do you owe in ribs, Bob?
$3,800,000. It's a lot of money, I think. I'm not good numerical-wise, but you'll see. I expect to pay it off by 2042.
Now, Bob, did you find the girl who was kidnapped?
Yeah, I found her. She was hiding out in the trunk of my car.
She was in your car?
A car that was registered to me. I wasn't driving at the time. I was not in Uganda. I was in Uganda, but then I had left and parked the car at the airport. forgot all about my carry-on luggage.
So you had nothing to do with her being kidnapped?
Nothing to do with it. Those police, though, that investigation... Wow.
All right, well, listen, Bob, I'm happy you got the win. What do you plan on doing with the money?
First thing I'm going to do is stop at Sizzler, because I owe them $3,800,000. So I'm going to make a small payment in hopes of getting some more ribs. And if they won't, then I'll be stopping at this other place called Ribs. Getting some more. I go there actually for the chicken fingers. It's very strange.
Well, I'm happy you won, man. I'm happy you won. All right, thanks, Bob. Thanks for calling in. By the way, this is I'm showing you Andy's walkout.
Oh my!
Yeah.
Oh Lord! Oh God! What else? She is just hot.
Now, what would you do with a girl like that?
Sell her to CB Gold for her skin and bones, and then use that money to buy a house.
I was going
to
say the same thing.
How's it going with your girl?
It's good. It's funny because Greg earlier was talking about how guys, we don't like to like have like much of a social life, and girls are like the complete opposite.
Yeah.
And my girlfriend has got to the point where she's like angry at me because I don't like to like do like social things.
What does she want to do?
I don't like to go to parties. I don't like to hang out with friends.
Yeah.
But that's like a dude thing, you know? I like to just like stay at home. And now she's getting mad at me.
But don't you live with your parents?
Yeah.
And you don't.
And you're also a little on the spectrum, too.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you on the spectrum?
What spectrum?
the cable provider. No, people think like people have autism. Like you don't have complete.
I've
autism.
Never been tested.
Oh, okay.
I could have. I mean, I'm very smart.
I feel like this show is one long test.
Mm-hmm.
One that you passed every single time.
Really?
Yeah.
That's good.
I mean, test is in confirming that you're somewhere on the spectrum.
It's just weird because I've never been in a relationship before, so I'm going through like, all these like hurdles that I guess everybody goes through in a relationship.
Yeah, no, women always want you to do things with them as part of being in a relationship.
Yeah.
So what's with the scratches on your leg then? Is that
from
her?
It's my cat, dude.
Oh, it's from your cat.
Yeah.
So you are getting some pussy.
Yeah.
That's good.
That's a good symbol moment right there.
Yes.
I know. I wish we had it.
Yes. All right. So let's talk about a couple things. We're going to break down the
UFC
card.
Probably an app we can get. That has it, you know?
Yeah.
Like the fucking...
Oh,
like
an app? Yeah. But then we're like some cheesy radio show. No, like we're...
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. Who knows? I mean, why not? So, a couple things. Number one, people are always asking me, by the way, why don't you videotape these? Because I spend so much time anyway editing, doing shit, blah, blah, blah. If I have to edit like a video for the podcast...
That's true. Yeah, yeah.
I just don't, you know...
If you got to edit it, that makes a difference.
If I could just stream
it... If you can upload it directly from your phone, like if you shoot it with your phone, that's what I do with mine. I just shoot it and just upload it directly to YouTube.
But we start and stop sometimes.
Yeah,
and
I don't do that. I just roll right through it.
I don't know, but maybe...
But mine's not a professional... Yours is a really professional show. You have sponsors and shit. Mine is just me yelling at people for about 35 minutes.
By the way... The weirdest thing, I think someone hacked into my Facebook account because I posted last night. You did one, right?
What?
Did you do a thing last night? Did you do a thing last night? Fantasy football?
Yesterday. Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Somebody posted on your thing from mine, Epic. I didn't write Epic. I was on stage. So either someone went into my phone and like wrote Epic or someone like hacked into my phone and then just wrote. It was the weirdest thing because I didn't post that on.
Did you check the time that it was posted?
Yeah, I didn't even watch it. I didn't even know that you were doing it. And I wrote Epic. I'm like, what the fuck?
Are you taking sleeping pills?
No, dude. I was on stage at the Dime last night, and I get off, and I look, and I wrote Epic on your thing.
You take your phone with you on stage? You have to, right?
I think my phone was with me on stage. I think it was.
You know, can I tell you, I was thinking about trying to start a thing called National Change Your Password Day. Because we all need to, you know, they're always saying you need to update your passwords, you need to change your fucking passwords, but we never do it. No one ever does it. I know, I never do it. You know, I mean, I don't do it unless I forget it and then I have to reset it. And so then I come up with a new password, but it's generally one of my, you know, other passwords.
And it's getting so easier. It's so much easier to hack these days. And like kids are so smart. Like, you know, Jake and Logan Paul, the two Paul brothers, like their dad, I mean, all their accounts got hacked like very recently and their dad's account got hacked, Greg Paul. And I guess he had like a sex tape on his phone, and that was blasted out.
His dad's sex tape?
Yeah, their dad's. He had their dad. Greg Paul had a sex tape. I watched it. It's on Pornhub. Just type in Greg Paul sex tape.
Is coming up.
Is his dad hung?
I mean, it's just average. It's not like big.
But who's he with? Is he with some, you know, who's he with?
Well, you don't see the girl's face, but there's been like a debate going around on the internet saying that the girl he was with was actually underage. It was an underage girl. So
does she look young?
I mean, her body, I mean, her ass looks very young.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's like in his 50s.
And you said it's on Pornhub?
Pornhub, dude.
All right, let's
talk about some fights.
Now, I have to investigate this.
The fights this week.
All yes, right. Fights.
First of all, Friday night, PFL. Really good card. It starts off Jeremy Kennedy, who just came over from the UFC. He was 11-1. Actually lost one fight, left the UFC. Fighting Marcus Galvao, who's a really, really good fighter as well. Mike Kyle, who you remember from back in the day, who got suspended for soccer kicking a down opponent, I think, after he beat him. He's fighting Muhammad Darius. That's on the prelims. Now, on PFL, this week, on Friday night, the winners fight twice in one night. So if you win, you fight again that night.
Like old school.
Like old school.
Yeah.
Nice. Yes. How cool is that?
Yeah.
So Lance Palmer, who was a four-time All-American, is fighting this German guy, Max Koga, who's got power. And then Kelvin Tiller, who's 9-1, who beat Jarrett Rochelle. His nickname is Mama's Boy because he's got a huge black mom who just, not big, like a beautiful black mom.
let's cut that out. Delete. See, this is why we can't have video.
So Kelvin Tiller, his mom just goes crazy during his fights and yells like, go kick his ass. I actually wrote about that on Instagram, on Facebook. It was in the video I wrote, and then he actually commented like, they're making fun of my mama. And then he was like, and then all his siblings like, oh, hell yeah. They were all laughing. So they became. So he's fighting Jarrett Rochelle, who was in the UFC, went 4-2 in the UFC, nice. Also All American. Also Andre Harrison, our boy, who we're going to talk to in a little bit. He's 19-0. He's fighting Alexander Bezerra, who almost beat him in Titan FC. Mm-hmm. It's the closest he ever came to losing. Should be a really, really good fight. Also, other notables: Jack May, who's 6'8", is fighting Alex Nicholson. That's what's name's boy. Crazy guy that fought Jabon. You know,
Mike Perry.
Mike Perry's boy. Yeah, Nicholson's a good fighter. We've got crazy, and they hate each other. They both say it's going to be the easiest fight they've ever had. And then Steven Seiler, who is like awesome, guy comes from behind more than Anderson Cooper.
Oh my God.
I was wondering who you were going to come out with there. I could see the setup was there, and I'm like, who is it going to deliver? Who's the reference to
It used to
this?
Be Lance Bass. Then Joe Rogan did that on a Fox. He goes, my friend Adam Comedian says he comes from behind more than Lance Bass. And the internet fucking blew up. And then, like, he got in trouble from Fox for saying that. But then my internet blew up. I was on a cruise at the time. Everyone's like, they're talking about you. And then it became like a 30-page, like, thread and all these things. Like, people were like, fire Joe Rogan. People were making memes like, Lance Bass, we got your back, bro. And then, like, it was pretty funny. So, and then Josh Huggy Bear Copeland. That's a great fucking nickname, Huggy Bear.
Yeah.
We've come along.
I love that despite all that, you're like, well, here's what I'll do. Gonna keep using the joke.
Yes.
But I'm just gonna change the reference.
I'm gonna update.
To somebody else.
Yes.
Until another Fuhrer breaks out. This is admirable. Most people might learn their lesson. But you're like, no, do it again.
Well, I don't know if Cooper's a power bottom or not, but he's taking on Francimar Barroso. Now, if you were with a guy, would you be a top or a bottom, Joe?
I'd have to be a top. I can't take it.
Every guy says that, but I think if you're being honest, it depends on the guy.
An Asian dude.
You know what I mean?
It really does.
Yeah, no, like if it's Stallone, I'd probably let Stallone be the top.
Really?
Yeah. But you want to at least...
Why? Stallone. Because of Rocky?
But I'd want to switch hit. I'd want my turn.
Yeah, because you
want
to say you fuck Stallone.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
But I definitely, you know, but I mean, it's fucking Stallone.
Yeah.
I think it kind of matters on like the stereotype of the gender. Like if it's an Asian dude, you'll take bottom. But if it's a black dude, you're going on top.
Listen, I think you're thinking about it all wrong.
Really?
Yeah. I'm thinking about it in terms of prestige.
Not the size of the cock in your ass.
Now, would you want that sex tape to be released? It'll do great for your career.
No, wait a minute. We didn't say sex tape.
Well, if there was a sex tape of you fucking Stallone, wouldn't you want that to be out in the public?
Stallone, yes.
Yeah.
No, you wouldn't. Really? Oh, yeah,
for sure.
Really?
No.
Really?
You're such an idiot. You think any of this is real?
Yes.
Really? You'd suck his dick? Really? You idiot.
I don't know.
These are just jokes. Now, with Ween Dog, maybe. But with me, obviously not. Fucking with you, man.
All right. So let's talk about the UFC the next night. Saturday night, UFC.
I still fuck Jenner, though.
Ryan LaFleur taking on Tony Martin. It's a good fight. Ryan LaFleur is from Long Island. Really good fighter. He's got only two losses. Tony Martin is actually another good fighter. He's dating Kayla Harrison, who we had on the show. Kayla's a two-time, I think, gold medalist. Two-time gold medalist, judo girl. Mm-hmm. And just, like, awesome. It's going to be a good fight. I got to go with LaFleur, I think. But Martin's no joke. Who do we like in that?
Since you picked LaFleur, I'll pick Martin.
Yes. Greg has no thing. Also, nope. Nick Lentz, my boy, the carny, Trump supporter, funny guy, is taking on Gray Maynard. Now, Gray Maynard in his prime is
I was going to say, Gray Maynard's the name.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's been a while.
It's been a long time.
Yeah.
I got to go with Lentz. But a prime Gray Maynard, different story. But this version of Gray Maynard, I don't know.
But I mean, Lentz. You don't really know what you're getting.
Yeah, it doesn't look good. It doesn't look good.
I mean, because that's like sometimes these guys, they rest, they heal, they get their hunger back, you know? I mean...
Yeah, sometimes that does happen.
Sometimes, you know, you can see the second wind. It can happen.
At 145, Yana Kanutskaya, that's the girl that fought Cyborg, right? Cyborg just obliterated
her. Oh, yeah. I'll pick the other girl.
No, but that's the one Cyborg...
I'll pick the other girl. The other girl. Without even hearing the other girl's name.
The other girl, Lena Landsberg.
He's just your memory of that fight. Oh, yeah, I'll pick the other girl.
I was
like,
there.
She's still beaten, right? Like, she's still...
No, but the other girl Cyborg killed, too, Lena Landsberg.
Oh, I got Lena Landsberg all day.
You do?
Yeah. Who's Lena Landsberg? What's her name?
Lena Landsberg. That's
her
name.
Yeah, I got her. Isn't she like a kickboxer?
Yes.
Muay Thai or something like that?
Yes.
Yeah.
I like her there also. You?
Sure.
Okay. Also, all right. So, Tanya Ebinger.
Yeah, she's back.
She's back fighting.
Now, she's coming off a win, though, isn't she? Or is it still off that loss?
Off the Cyborg loss.
I thought she'd had a fight since then. Did she want? No?
No, she tore ACL.
Oh, maybe that was
she was out for a while. But she's back and she's hungry and fighting Aspen Ladd, who's undefeated. But I'd like Tanya in this one.
When you say undefeated, do you mean 2-0 or do you mean like 7-0?
6-0.
That's something.
But the competition has not been that great.
Right, right.
And most of the wins are in Invicta, and I think Tanya's got this. You?
Well, Tanya was supposed to fight that Ketlin Brazilian girl, but then she pulled out.
Yeah.
I had Ketlin in that fight, so this one, I'll probably go with Aspen Ladd.
You were here when Tanya was here.
Yeah.
You fucking traitor.
This is my educated MMA brain. I want Tanya to win, though. I want her to win, but if I'm a betting man, so if I had to bet, I'd put money on Aspen Ladd.
You ever been with a lesbian, Greg?
I'm going with Tanya Ebinger.
Now, have you ever been with a lesbian, though? Have you ever hooked up with a lesbian?
She wasn't a lesbian when we hooked up.
You turned her?
But the hookup probably made her realize that she's a lesbian. I feel like I've always been a transition guy.
Yeah.
Because I had the long hair. I looked a lot like a lesbian. And so I feel like I was a gateway drug for a lot of these girls. They're like, let me just try this one last. Nope. Yep. Definitely a lesbian.
Also, Sergio Pettis against Juicy Formiga. I got Pettis in that.
I was going to say, again, this is where you got like an aging name.
With who?
Pettis.
Sergio Pettis, a little younger brother.
Oh, okay.
Not Anthony Pettis.
Oh, that's what I'm thinking of.
He's on the card too, but I like Sergio. But they don't do well when they're on the same card together. Like if one loses, the other one loses too. It seems like it's like that double dragon. Remember the twins? If one got hurt, the other one felt it. It seems like they're not not double dragon. Was that G.I. Joe? I think it was G.I. Joe. The two twins. A long time ago.
I got Sergio in that fight.
Now in really?
Yeah.
I got Sergio.
He's good, dude.
Yeah. Now in the hottest, maybe one of the hottest fights of all time. Felice Herrig, Michelle Waterson.
Ooh. Wow. I'm going to go with the Karate Hottie. Felice Herrig.
I got Felice.
I
got
to go with Felice.
Isn't she way bigger, too?
I was going to say, I just feel like she's going to be tougher.
She's stronger. She's coming off a loss, but she looked good in it. She was on a 6-fight win streak behind before that. Sometimes the Karate Hottie just doesn't show up.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I just feel like Felice is just a tougher fighter.
But you see that twerking video she made with Holly Holm? You see that one?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Many times.
Really?
Yeah.
Why, did you, like, pleasure yourself to that?
I mean...
Well, you can't get it done in one viewing.
Yeah.
You gotta
loop
it. You gotta loop it.
Oh, I can.
Like, yeah.
All right, so I want Felice to win this one. Waterson's a step up a competition, but Felice is stronger. But I think the Karate Hottie is more skillful.
I think if Karate Hottie wins, it's by submission.
You think so?
Yeah.
But Felice is like turned her career. Remember she lost to Paige Van Zandt?
Uh-huh.
And then it was like almost over. And then she went on this fucking 6-fight win streak and beat some really good girls. She's streaky.
Yeah.
She's streakier than Greg's underwear on Coke.
Hey, but, that was a good one. Good one, buddy.
I appreciate
Strong.
It. Nice.
What was I? Oh, you made me lose my thought, though. Shit. All right, keep going.
The Black Beast against Alexander Volkov. Ooh.
Got Volkov.
I like Volkov, too. The Black Beast, I feel like, I hate to say, I think his personality, and like because sometimes he looks really good.
Mm-hmm.
His last fight against Ngannou looked fucking terrible.
Yeah.
I was going to say, he's one of those guys physically that you're just like, Jesus Christ, and then it's like, man, then he lost.
Yeah, or he knocks you the fuck out, but sometimes does it in the third round.
Yeah.
When it's kind of late.
Volkov is just very dynamic. He has great leg kicks, and Derek Lewis just likes to, I want Derek Lewis to win because he's a hilarious dude, but he's sort of just like, he's very slow. He's like a big block.
Yeah.
And he's, he's just very sluggish. But when he clicks in the fight, he'll just go like, he'll unleash a frenzy, dude. It's crazy to watch him fight because he's so big. And when he does that frenzy, it's like you get scared. It's like it's the same Francis Ngannou effect. But I got Volkov in that fight for sure, dude.
Now, OSP against Dominic Reyes. Reyes is 9-0. OSP has like 19 wins via Von Fluchoke.
Yeah.
But got killed his last fight. Didn't he lose the last fight? Yeah, I'm pretty sure I lost the last fight.
I think I got knocked out. Wait, no, I think I don't know. He fights a lot, dude. It's hard to say. I know he got choked out by Ayer Latifi.
Yeah,
that right.
That's what I'm saying. That's the fight.
That was his last fight?
That's exactly the fight I'm thinking of. Yep.
Okay.
So Reyes, 9-0. I'm going with Reyes in this one.
I'll go with him, too.
Now,
I'll take OSP.
Then we go Tony Ferguson, Anthony Pettis.
Damn. This is when the card gets spicy. It gets spicy, dude.
I mean, obviously, I'm going with Ferguson.
You have to.
And I think that, and I don't even think it's a question. Like, to me, I'm like, yeah, Ferguson all day.
They have, like, both, like, very creative and fun styles to watch. Like, if you watch the most recent Embedded, it was released today.
Yeah.
It shows some sparring footage of Anthony Pettis. Dude, he's crazy in sparring. Yeah. He does, like, some crazy kicks, like, flips and stuff. So I think that'll be a fun fight, but I got Ferguson all day.
I love that stuff, but you rarely see it in the actual fight. Yeah. It's kind of fun when they do, but it is, I guess it's just dangerous to go throwing wild shit like that. I don't know. I always want to see more of that.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Is that the co-main event?
One of those fights where 5 years ago, Anthony Pettis, when he was looking unstoppable.
You're not on the mic. You got to
go. WEC Anthony Pettis.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That was a different beast. He looked great in his last fight against Michael Chiesa, but I think maybe Chiesa had like a brain Ferguson. Fart or something happened. I think that I think Ferguson all day in this.
Yeah.
But Prime Pettis is a different guy.
Yeah.
Sure.
And now, Khabib, Conor McGregor. Oh, man, this is going to be a good fight.
Can I tell you, a friend of mine called me up. Me and this guy, I mean, we've watched one UFC fight together.
Uh-huh.
And during that fight, his girlfriend was, like, freaking out the whole time. So she was like, why? Why are they still hitting me? Like, she was just.
Wow.
Oh, God.
Yeah, ruining it. And so he was spending all his time going, no, it's what they're paid to do. So it was just not. And I was like, so I'm like, okay, he's not. But then he calls me up and he's like, okay. What do you think? Because, like, I guess he went back and watched all of Khabib's fights and then was watching some of, watching McGregor's fights. And he's really all about this match. And he's like, what do you think is going to happen? And, of course, I regurgitated what you guys say as if it was all my own idea. And then, but I mean, a lot of it I agree with the grappling, obviously, versus the striking, the timing.
I still think Conor knocks him out in round two or three, maybe even the first round.
No, let me give you Wien Dog's breakdown that I got to take off.
Oh, yes. I like this.
Yes. So I went back and watched some highlights of McGregor's wrestling, like all through. There's like a video on YouTube where it shows all of his like wrestling things and all of his fights, like all of his like exchanges and grappling. And he has good takedown defense.
Yes,
he has good scrambles. But when he came to fight Chad Mendes at 145, dude, he got taken down like 47 times by Chad Mendes.
No, he did not. I was there.
But didn't he get taken
down a couple times?
Well, I'm saying got taken down a bunch.
Chad Mendes is also an amazing wrestler. I mean, national finalist in NCAAs, but go on.
And he's a lot shorter than Khabib.
Yes.
Khabib is a lot bigger than Chad Mendes. So I think we're definitely going to see Conor getting taken down, but I do agree that Conor in the end is going to prevail and come out with the knockout.
I know, and I hate it. I want Khabib to win so bad.
And that's ultimately how I feel. Like, I would love to see Khabib win, but I'm not betting against Conor.
Yeah.
Conor's going to find him. He's going to catch him.
Yeah. Right.
He's going to catch him at some point. and that will be the fight.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's just, that's the way it is.
I know. And it's going to suck.
There it is, and it's like that, and that's the way it is.
Now, they were actually announced today that the MSG main event is going to be Bullet Valentina against Sahara Eubanks, to which Joe Rogan said, I'm the commentator, and I don't know who Sahara Eubanks is. Sahara Eubanks is a girl. She's a good fighter, Invicta fighter on The Ultimate Fighter, made the finals, missed weight. So they put Roxanne in the finals against Nico Montano. Yeah. Yeah. So Sahara's a good fighter, but she's like, I think has a 2-2 record or whatever. I don't know what they're thinking and not making Nate Diaz versus Anthony Pettis the main event.
The worst pay-per-view I've ever seen in my entire life.
No, it's
main
not.
Event.
No,
main
it's
event.
Not.
What's main worse than that?
Worst main event, yes. Yeah. I mean, Chris Weidman versus Rockhold's on the card. Nate Diaz.
Poirier.
Why not make it one of those two? Yeah. Now, here's what I'm thinking. If it was Vegas and the main event pulls out, they got to refund all the tickets, right? So I don't know if New York has the same rules. Mm. So maybe if New York has the same rules, they're thinking Nate Diaz is a fucking wild card. He's tweeting, fuck the UFC. He's trying to make his own weight classes. And we'll make this the main event. That way, if Nate pulls out, we don't have to refund everyone's tickets. Mm. Because there's a decent shot this fight might not happen. That's what I'm thinking. I don't know, though, if that's the same rule. I know in Vegas, main card doesn't happen, you refund everyone's tickets. And they don't want to refund Madison.
Why would you go with Weidman Rockhold?
Because those guys aren't going to. Well, yeah, you're right. Weidman Rockhold should be the main event.
Yeah, especially considering they're connected to the Northeast anyway.
But I think Nate Diaz is the bigger draw, Nate Diaz Poirier, I think, than Weidman Rockhold.
But it's these two girls.
It's the two girls for the 125 pound championship.
See, whereas you think it's about them not wanting to refund tickets, for me, I think it's about, you know, this is what happens when WME gets involved, you know, William Morris Endeavor, and they're like, well, we want to make these girls stars. So guess what? They're the fucking headliners because they do that shit. They sign them. They own, you know what I mean? So now they're their properties. So guess what? Now we're going to make you the stars. This is Hollywood shit that's happening.
You think that's happening?
That's what I think is the most likely scenario.
I don't know.
Why the fuck else would that happen?
Because it's all
and
about,
that's a very Hollywood thing.
But they care about money. Like, they care about money. And but they care about the bottom line money.
It was the same thing when What's-Her-Name was made a judge on Last Comic Standing. It's like she's...
Oh, what's her name? The girl?
Yeah, and don't get me wrong. Funny gal, nice, sweetheart of a gal. But she was not a veteran, you know, comedian that you would have expected
to be.
The
girl dating Moshe Kasher?
Yeah, she married him. She's actually married. And I love her to death. Don't get me wrong.
Natasha Leggero.
Yes, Natasha Leggero. I think she's a wonderful comedian. She's a great person. I'm very friendly with her. But when she got that job, it made absolutely
sense. She wouldn't even win Last Comic Standing. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, yeah.
Like, she wasn't even a veteran who you've seen for years that you're like, of course. Like, when they said she was one of the judges, it was the strangest thing on earth. But that's what happens when Hollywood decides, no, this is our star.
I don't know if that's the case, just because they also are about bottom line. So that's why they put CM Punk in there or Brock Lesnar in there. Or they're all about money. And whoever's making that decision has to know that, like, unless they think that maybe the people from Poland are going to, the whole country of Poland is going to watch Bullet Valentina. I think that's where she's from. And then they're all going to buy the
then paper. Why wouldn't they have it in Poland? Do one of those ones where they go overseas?
I don't know what they're. I don't know what they're.
And make it a UFC fight night or something. That makes more sense. That's what I'm saying. This thing's so fucking fishy. It feels like Hollywood bullshit.
It does feel strange as fuck.
Yes.
We're gonna call Andre Harrison right now. See how he's doing. He's got a big fight coming up in the PFL. He could possibly win $1 million. Andre Harrison.
Please leave your message.
Yep. Awesome. All right. So, that's crazy. How's everything going? What's up with you? What are you doing this weekend?
This week, I got a couple of shows doing the Ha Ha at some point, and I have the show at some place called Room 41 on Friday.
But you're in town.
Yeah, I'm in town. I'm staying in town right now. I'm not going to go out of town again until December because we got the series coming up. We're supposed to be shooting. So
nice.
I'm waiting on my schedule for that. So I have scheduled nothing on the road over the next month or two.
Nice. I'm in Des Moines this week, headlining the Funny Bone, which I love doing. I love headlining.
That's great. Yeah.
And next week, I'm with Jeremy Piven doing a week, which is crazy, man. The amount of people that come there, like, and it's cool because you see like a different, you see like it's a lot of different fans. It's people, the Entourage fans.
Yeah.
Then you have the Mr. Selfridge PBS fans. Guys, the wait is finally over. This Saturday night, the former lightweight champ makes his long-anticipated return to MMA as he looks to regain his title. And DraftKings, the leader in a one-day fantasy sports, is putting you in the cage for the biggest fight of the year. How cool is that, guys? You do battle against other MMA fans and compete for $10,000 in prizes. Yeah, if you haven't tried it yet, fantasy MMA is easy to play. And the best news, it's free to enter with your first deposit. Just pick six fighters, stay under the salary cap, and pile up points for advances, takedowns, and more. There is no better way to put your MMA knowledge to the test than with DraftKings. You listen to our podcast, so you know about MMA. You're obviously very knowledgeable. Well, now, nothing makes fight night more exciting than when you have a DraftKings lineup on the line. Just download the app and go to DraftKings.com now and use promo code ROASTED to enter a contest for free with your first deposit. That's promo code ROASTED to get a free entry with your first deposit to the $10,000 fantasy MMA contest on Saturday night. That's code ROASTED, only at DraftKings. Minimum $5 deposit, eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for full details. Go now. All right, so we're calling Max Payne Griffin right now.
Max Payne Griffin.
Coming off a tough loss to Curtis Millender, who's a great fighter. It was a great fight, though. And Max also beat Mike Perry. And let's see what's going on with him.
Yo.
Hey, Max Payne Griffin. How's it going, buddy?
I'm good, bro. How are you?
Good. I'm here with my man, the Greg Wilson. Hey. You're on the MMA Roasted podcast. You were at the doctor. Everything okay?
Yes, sir. I was just on the phone with him. I'm going to get a PRP injection, so I had to get that scheduled.
Wait, you're getting TRT?
Yeah.
I thought that was banned.
No.
Oh, you just can't have certain levels?
Not TRT.
Oh.
TRP.
Oh, I think you said TRT.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I was like, fuck yeah.
You're going to get this guy in trouble.
I was like, the UFC got way more interesting now. Good. Vitor Belfort is going to be the champion in about 2 weeks based on this. So how are you, man?
What you guys doing? What's fucking happening?
Life is good. I got a baby now. She's 8 weeks old.
You're gonna have some more jokes now, huh?
I got a lot of new baby jokes. Working hard. Actually, the baby was 3 weeks late, so I was concerned the father might be black. There's a joke for you. I know that you're half black, so you would appreciate that.
There you go.
Yes. So how are you, man? I know that last time we saw you, it was right after you beat Mike Perry. You were on a fucking high. You fought Curtis Millender. I would have bet the house on you. I'm like, dude, my band's gonna win. Did Curtis surprise you? Was he better than you thought he was gonna be? Did you have an off night? What happened?
He was good. He caught me with some bad knees, and he stole around. He stole around at the end, you know. He did just enough at the end of the round to try to win the round. He wasn't trying to engage during the round.
Yeah,
but he did just enough at the end of the round to sway the judges, you know?
It was a very close fight. I didn't know
it
who
was
the...
Close. He was messed up after the fight. He had a back concussion, had to go to the hospital, you know?
It was a great fight. It was a great fight. Now, do you have another fight schedule coming up?
Soon, man. I kind of hurt my back a little bit, so I'm getting through that. Oh. But soon, man. I've been waiting. It's funny seeing all these guys fighting again, you know. Perry's fighting again. We got, Black Beast is fighting again. They're all fighting again.
Yeah, so I'm like, where's...
I can hope we fight this year, man.
Yeah, what is this, Bull?
Hope I can fight this year.
Is there anybody you want to fight? Anybody you calling out?
No, I thought it would be a good fight with Yancy Medeiros. I thought that would be a good fight.
Ooh.
Someone good.
Yeah,
I want to fight these guys that are good. I'm not here to fight some easy fights. I want to fight the fucking best fucking dudes.
Yeah, well, you're
one of the best. I want to fight these Cerrone guys. I want to end up fighting these Lawler guys. I mean, that's what I'm fucking here for, man.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, that's where I want to go, man.
Right. Now, who do you like this weekend? You like Conor or Khabib?
I like Conor.
Me too.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
You know, I mean, I see both ways of winning. I mean, you know, we know the only way Khabib's going to win. We know the only way Conor's going to win. And, you know, the same thing people saying, oh, if he gets him down, he's done. I just think Khabib's real hittable, man.
Yeah.
And he, you know, people compare it to the Chad Mendes. Well, he thought Chad Mendes whooped him, but Khabib's not a shooter. You know, he's not an All-American wrestler. It's different grappling someone that doesn't really shoot, just more of a mauler. And I think how he takes people down, he's open to get hit a lot, and I think Conor's going to put him away.
I think so, too. And I but I want Khabib to win. I want Khabib. I think Khabib's a better person.
Yeah.
I think he's a better human being. I think he's better for the human race. I think he, I think he gives back more. I like him better as a person that I would want my son or daughter to emulate would be Khabib, not Conor. At the same time, I don't want my kid throwing dollies at fucking trucks and, you know, saying the N-word and everything else. However, his chin is so fucking high, right? I mean, he keeps his chin.
Yeah.
Really high. Really high.
Real high.
Yeah.
Like, they tell him to hold his chin up or something.
Yeah, like fucking the Diaz brothers high. now, did you see the news today about how they're making it Sahara Eubanks versus Valentina? The
I saw that. Is that real?
That's real. What happened? What's going on? You're in the UFC. Talk to us.
I don't know if it's like the women's thing. They're trying to push the women's thing.
That's what he
said.
But
I mean, even based on who's been there in the past, I mean, they had the Conor McGregor Alvarez fight there. They had the GSP Bisping fight. They have to fucking switch it up. And I mean, how's this? Sahara Eubanks, I mean, is she even ranked? I mean, I don't know the rankings or anything, but
I don't even know if there's even 10 girls in that division, you know? And it's just, it's weird.
I don't think there is.
It's weird. It's strange. Now,
what about Diaz Poirier?
Now, do you think that's because I know in Vegas, if the main event pulls out, they have to refund all the tickets. Do you think maybe they're concerned that the Diaz Poirier is not going to happen and they want to give everyone their money back?
I don't know, because I just don't think that Valentina fight should be nothing against Valentina, but.
Yeah, I mean, why not make...
They don't deserve that spot, especially if it's Jara, man, or whoever.
Why not make Weidman Rockhold?
They don't deserve that spot. Dude.
I mean, Weidman's from New York. Rockhold is a name. Why not put Weidman Rockhold in the main event?
Is that on that card?
Yeah.
Come on.
Right?
You're starting to piss me off now. Who else is on the card?
I'll tell you who's on the card. I think maybe because the UFC doesn't like Rockhold, maybe that Dana and Rockhold had a beef or something, and that's...
But that's not going to make them money.
Yeah. No, November 3rd, Shevchenko versus Eubanks. That's the main event. Also on that card is Jacare versus David Branch. Okay, so maybe you can't make that. Chris Weidman, Luke Rockhold, Derek Brunson versus Israel. That guy.
That should be a main card over that.
Yeah, I know. I mean, Jason Knight versus Jordan
Maybe
Rinaldi.
It's a joke. It's a typo.
It's not a joke. I'm looking at MMA Junkie right now, and they announced it. MMA Junkie. That's not like a joke website.
No, I know, but it has to. It still could be a typo.
I mean, Sahara Eubanks is 3-2. Valentina Shevchenko is 15-3. I mean, you have a 3-2 fighter over. I mean, you could even put Jacare David Branch over that, but definitely Nate Diaz Poirier, definitely Brunson versus Stylebender, definitely Luke Rockhold Weidman. I don't get it. I don't get it. My co-host Greg thinks.
Blank,
I mean, Greg thinks that it's WME trying to make female stars, or Dana White's
not on that card,
or maybe Dana's buying Bellator, and this is his way of. I don't know, sinking the thing, you know, like, it's crazy. It's fucking crazy. Crazy.
Out of pocket. It's not right.
Yeah. So anyway, last time I saw you, you came to my comedy show. You were with some smoking hot chick. Are you still with her?
Yep.
Nice. So how long's that been?
I am.
Nice. This is a lot.
We got a house together.
Whoa.
Wow, okay.
But you were
like, bought a house or moved into one?
We moved into a house.
Oh, okay. That's okay.
But you were married.
It's still big.
But you were married with a kid, or you still have a kid. And then you got
I
to...
still have a kid. I was married with a kid. I got divorced about 2.5, 3... I've been shit trying to get divorced forever. It finally came into effect about 2 years ago. So.
But you went right back to a long-term relationship. Because a lot of guys, they get divorced, they just go crazy. They go on Tinder and Bumble and SoulSwipe and Farmers
yeah,
Only.
That,
you did that? You did
I
that?
Didn't
you didn't? You actually were like, you were looking for another relationship?
I don't have time for bullshit, man. Let's see, being in UFC now and what I need to get done. I need a partner, dude. I can't be running around. I need a partner, dude.
That's smart.
Rub my back, take care of my shit, cook me my food, fucking just be cool, you know. I can't have some time for some bopper running around, fucking, you know, doing this and that, wasting my time.
But your girl,
take pictures and shit.
Your girl look good though. She seemed very fit. Like, she, what does she do? Thank she like you. She is she like a butt model on Instagram? Like, what does she do for a job?
She could be.
What does she do?
She works. She works for a healthcare company. She's like an HR.
Nice.
Corporate shit.
There you go.
Corporate.
There you go.
Man. She got her head on straight.
So have you went over back to Team Alpha Male, or are you still doing your own thing?
I'm doing my own thing. I'll get over there, man.
I know, but you're like right there.
But the beef is gone. There's no beef there anymore. So who knows? You might be doing some shit. We might do some cross training or something.
They need a head coach.
I'm cool with a lot of guys over there. Benita, Emmett. Benito, Feely, you know what I mean? So,
yeah.
Probably going to be doing something soon, actually.
Good.
I let you bring it up.
You should. Why not? I mean, you're right there. You live in Sacramento.
There's no reason why we all can't get better. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, now, Greg, aren't you going to be in Sacramento coming up?
No, I did it earlier this year already.
Oh, you did it already? Yeah. I like Sactown. I like Sacramento.
Yeah, no kidding. It's a good town.
Yeah. He came to my show with a bunch of Team Alpha Male guys, and I laughed. Yeah, it was fun. It was cool. I was giving him a hard time.
No, yeah, it's a great club. Love it.
So Mike Perry versus you fought Mike Perry. He's fighting Cowboy Cerrone. Who do you like in that fight?
You know, I think if Cowboy lost 5 out of the last 6, I want to say.
Yeah.
You know, I think if Cerrone, you know, plays it smart. But he's like a slow starter, you know? So I like Perry if Perry runs up on him. He also got his tricks, man. Being at Jets, you know, Waco John for so long, you know how Perry went in there and took all the coaching and everything.
Right.
They know how to beat him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They know how to beat Cerrone because they kind of made Cerrone. So I'm going with my boy Perry, man. It's going to make me look better.
Yeah, that will make you look better. But I think, like, a prime Cerrone destroys a prime Perry, but this is not a prime Cerrone.
Oh, yeah,
anymore.
No, so do I. I didn't think Cerrone, he's, you know, like I said, he's lost 5 of the last 6, I want to say.
Now,
something like that.
Did you watch the Bob Sapp fight over the weekend?
Is he still fighting?
He fought in Ryzen. He won. He won a fight.
Really?
Yeah, it was pretty damn awesome, too. I was very proud of him. It was crazy. He actually won a fight over there. So are you like Pettis or Ferguson?
I like Ferguson, man.
That's right.
Why is that?
I don't know. I like him. I fought with on a couple cards with him. He's good people's, man. He's real not awkward, but just different. And I think he'll put that in the cage, man.
Yeah, I can't wait for that fight.
He's hard to get a beat on. He's so impossible to even emulate and train for because he doesn't even know what he's doing in there, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I think he's hard to fight. He's a hard matchup.
Who's the hardest guy you ever fought?
Toughest? What's hard? I see the toughest fight, probably the Colby fight.
Oh, why is that?
Against Colby. Just overwhelmed me. I wasn't mentally ready, you know?
Yeah, you think how do you think Colby versus Woodley goes down?
Who?
Colby Covington versus Tyron Woodley.
You know, Tyrone surprised me, man, by doing what he did to Till, and I think if he got what it takes. I don't think he's just going to get wrestled like that against Colby. You know?
So you think Tyron wins?
I like Tyron, man.
Wow. I can't wait for that fight. I mean, that should be the fight at the Garden. That should be the main event. Like, that would be amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, what are they waiting for, right?
I think it's disrespectful to everyone on the card to have that fight that you mentioned be the main event.
Yeah, it doesn't make any fucking sense. It's really, really strange. But yeah, it's just I don't get it. I don't get it either. I don't get it either. But you know, fuck it. Anyway, listen, Max Payne Griffin, you're a great guy. Keep up the good work. As soon as you get a fight announcement, let us know who you're fighting, please.
I will, because I want to fight. I want to fuck someone up, you know?
Nice. Yeah, absolutely,
it's been
man.
A while.
Cool. Well, thanks a lot, man. I'll talk to you soon. That was Max Payne Griffin. I like that guy.
Yeah.
He's a good dude. He's a real guy, you know? He's like one of us. We're like real people, right?
Somewhat. If real people like don't work during the day and
we work our ass.
No,
off,
I'm kidding.
Man.
You're exactly right. I know that.
That's one of the things about comedy, man. It's so hard to make it in comedy because there's no. Anyway, hello.
Please leave your message for.
Because people don't answer the fucking phone. All right. So anyway, all right. So what are you doing right now?
What do you mean?
You're like on your phone. What are you
doing? Oh, I'm working on fantasy football stuff. I'm just looking at players and. Because it's waiver wire day. Today's waiver wire day on Tuesday. You got to select players you might want to pick up and add to your team and that kind of stuff.
Have you made any money doing that yet or no?
Sure.
Have you ever won the league?
Huh?
Have you ever won?
3 times.
Not out of how many?
Out of like 9.
Wow.
Or 10, something like that.
So how much do you get if you
Well, it depends on the league, but usually it's somewhere around like, you know, $500-$600.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
I mean, when you think about how much time you put into it, it's actually terrible. That's why daily fantasy is better, because if you have a good week in daily fantasy, you can make money every single week.
Yeah.
You know? So, and I do okay in daily fantasy. But, you know, the league stuff, again, it's about being in a league and the people you're in it with and having a good time and, you know, and tracking your team. But
yeah,
so much is really accomplished, you know, on the draft day. And a lot of that is just that determines how your season's going to go.
Yeah.
You know?
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just can't get into it, man. I don't know. I used to like football back in the day. MMA has like destroyed every other sport for me. I just can't watch it.
I get it. Listen, that's the way it is. I love UFC. I mean, in many ways, MMA kind of ruined boxing for me.
Yeah.
Because I went, but now there's still a few, like that fight last a couple of weeks ago between Canelo and Triple G. That, you know, that was a fucking great fight. But that's so rare to get a fight where it's two guys that you know that are actually both great. And the fight actually is a good fight.
Yeah, and they're in their prime.
Although Triple G is like on the back end of his prime, but yes, they're both pretty much in their prime. And then you get a real decision out of it. You don't get some bullshit, you know, fake split decision draw bullshit. We're gonna milk you for another couple $1 trillion. So I mean, it's that was great. But I mean, how often does that happen? Like once a year.
Yeah.
You know. But unfortunately, UFC has now left the door open for boxing to make a comeback because they have so many fights now. So many, and you don't know the guys as much. They've just saturated their market.
Totally.
So, and football's just one of those things. I don't know. I can't get enough because it is just one game a week. Yeah, all comes down to one game. You know, I love it. It's very exciting.
I got you.
That's why I do my podcast, Fantasy Football: Harsh Reality.
So
available on SoundCloud.
All right. Cool. Well, so what else you got coming up? When are you going to get married, by the way?
By the way, have you seen the commercial? Did we talk about the commercial yet?
No, talk about
it. It's
that.
Airing right now. My big progressive with Flo. You're going to see me. I'm playing a jungle guide. So you will see that. It's airing right now. It started airing last night during Monday Night Football.
Nice.
It was very exciting.
Have a lot of people like contacted you and said they saw you in it?
Oh, dude, my phone started blowing up. I was teaching a workshop, and all of a sudden my phone was beep, 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 just going fucking nuts. I'm like, what the fuck is happening?
That's great.
I thought someone in my family had died or something, and they're like, dude, I just saw your commercial on Monday Night Football and all this. So it was very exciting.
Well, you earned it, man.
Thanks,
you
man.
You work your ass off, man. You do. You work your ass
and
off.
And that's the thing. I mean, people think comedians get to sit around all day. And we do if we're on the road. Like, when we're on the road and you can't do that much, I mean, we do some work, I know, but that's when I really... that's when you get to enjoy the quote unquote comedian lifestyle.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like your job is to be there and be relaxed and be comfortable and well rested so that you go to the club and you deliver your best performance. So, for, you know, in those instances, to me, you know, relaxing and hitting the gym and all that, that is the job when you're on the road. But when you're in town, you got to work on all your other projects, your TV projects, your internet projects, your podcast projects. Everything else is, you know, requires your attention.
Yeah, no, it's so true. Santa Cruz Medicinals makes potent lab tested CBD formulas. Their 1,000 milligram CBD infused coconut oil is amazing to add to your coffee, shakes, or use topically to reduce inflammation. The fats help the CBD absorb. I'm telling you, this stuff is awesome. Their 1,000 milligram olive oil is amazing to add to recipes and can make any recipe CBD infused. I sometimes have pain and I use this stuff and my body feels so much better. Their stuff's gluten-free, sugar-free, lab-tested, and affordable. Use the code MMAROASTED for $5 off your order.
Yo, yo.
Yo, Andre Harrison, how's it going?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Is that the baby there trying to say what's up to me?
That's the baby, of course. I think she thinks that you're the real dad. So how are you, man?
What's going on, man? Long time no speak.
I know, I know. Are you ready, bro? You're fighting on this Friday night. Andre Harrison, 19-0, never lost. Dude's a beast. 19-0 with 25 decisions, and he's fighting. He's fighting a guy who gave you a hard time. This dude, you guys fought in Titan FC. He's probably your toughest fight, right?
Because of that fourth round. That fourth round was a serious round, man.
Yeah. But I mean, that was your closest you came to losing, but you fought through, you beat him, but it was hard, man. I mean, what's going to be different about this fight than the first fight?
Oh man, you know, I rewatched the fight, and when I rewatched it, I was upset at myself. Not even just for the first round, but the fight as a whole, because I spent a good portion of the time backing up, countering shots. But even when I was countering, it was mostly like one punch at a time or one kick, and you know, I never really took advantage of certain mistakes that he made. And so this fight, you can expect that A, I'm not going to be backing up, and B, I'm going to try and take full advantage of every single mistake that's made.
I mean, you're a whole different fighter now. I mean, this is a whole different Andre Harrison. You're getting better every single fight. Now, the $1 million are on the line. If you win this and then you beat the next guy, which is going to be the winner of Max Koga versus Lance Palmer, how many more fights do you have to win $1 million?
One more after that.
Wow. So how much pressure is on you right now?
How much pressure?
Yeah.
I don't really put too much pressure on myself, man. Yeah, I feel like it's a hard enough sport as is, man. You know, you train, bust your ass all day training, day in, day out. You know, it's tough enough as is. So I don't really put too much pressure on myself. I like to think that all the hard work right now is done. It's about getting nice and skinny, man, and going out there and showcasing everything I've been working on.
You know, by the way, I'm working with the PFL now. I got a job with them. So.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I'm doing those videos. You didn't see the video I made about you?
I'm going to be seeing you.
Did you see the video that I made about you?
I did. It was hilarious.
Oh, thank you.
I laughed extremely hard at that, man.
Nice.
Are you still out in Cali, or are you going to be coming out to some of the shows?
I'm coming out to some of the shows. I can't wait to come to the shows. I think I'm going to be doing stuff on Facebook Live as far as commentary with them too. It's going to be good. I'm all about it. I think that PFL is the best thing out there. I really do. First of all, you guys earn your shots. Doesn't matter if you're from Dagestan and nobody knows who the hell you are, or if you're a guy with 5 million followers. You have to get there. And they're making you guys fight twice in one night. Man, now, now, are you worried at all about blowing your wad the first fight and not having enough energy the second fight?
No, not at all, man. You know me, man. You know I work hard all the time, man. So doesn't matter how many fights I have or whatever the case may be, I'm game to go out there and compete for as long. For how many rounds? Like you said, man, I'm 19-0 with 25 decisions. You know, I've spent a lot of time out there fighting, so
yeah,
I'm not worried about that part, that aspect of it.
Now, you might have to fight Lance Palmer again. Now, are you Now, or you have to fight Max Koga if you win. Now, those are two very different fighters. Lance Palmer is a wrestler, a four-time All-American wrestler. Max Koga is primarily a striker. Are you are you kind of going, oh, I think Lance is going to win, so I'm training more for Lance, or are you prepared for anything out there?
Honestly, I have no idea what's going to happen in that fight. I'm not really paying any kind of attention to that whatsoever. Right now, I'm just focused on my quarterfinal bout, which is Popo. And I'm just focused on him right now, you know. In that half hour, 45 minutes that we have in between sessions, you know, I'll see who I have, and then, you know, we'll go from there. But, you know, it's a fight, man. You know what I mean? If you go out there worried, all right, this person's a wrestler, I got to watch out for this, or this person's a striker, I got to watch out for this, you're already putting yourself at a loss. You know, these guys, they got to worry about what I'm going to do and what I bring to the table. So, you know, whatever they do, that's good for them, but I'm not really worried about that. I'm just going out there to fight my fight and make them fight my fight.
Now, I know this guy's nickname is Popo, and you're black, and black people normally, the Popo have been very mean to black people. Not all of them, but some of them. Are you going to be like, fuck the Popo, like, while you're fighting him, or no?
Say that one more time.
I know that his nickname is Popo, and they've been, and it seems like black people have not been getting a fair shake against the Popo. Is that going to inspire you at all for this fight, to kind of get back at the Popo?
Not at all. You know, I don't want any problems with the boys in blue. Okay. You know what I mean? So I'm just going to plead a fifth on that.
All right.
And
okay, good. So it has nothing to do with the, okay, I was thinking that extra motivation of, like, you know, like, you're not going to – all right, okay. Yeah, all right, good. Now, so this is going to be a good fight. Is your girl coming with you? Is she in New Orleans with you?
Oh, she's not yet, but she'll be here tomorrow.
And your daughter?
No, she's not. She's actually in school right now, so she can't make it out to this one. But, you know, they'll definitely be watching and everything. So.
And your baby mama, how much does she want you to win? Is she being really nice to you and be like, oh, good luck, and, like, helping because she wants part of that $1 million?
She's being extremely nice, you know what I mean? So you got to pray for me. But, yeah, they definitely want me to win.
Yeah. Now, how much has to go to her? Half? Oh, that's rough. That's
no. We've been divorced for some time now, so she don't get anything.
Oh, good. Oh, that's good. That's good. All right. Now, I mean, now your new girl, does she have shit already picked out? Is she like, I want this, I want that?
She's actually the opposite. She's like, listen, you got to save all your money. You know, just not try and go nowhere or do anything crazy. Just, you know, just save. Just put it in the account.
Nice.
She doesn't like spending anything.
Good. Now, this fight's at 145. Now, I've noticed that your last couple fights, you've been trying to put on more of a show, striking more. You're not going to, all you're going to do is win, right? Just win. You're not going to, don't go crazy here. All right? Just fuck it. I don't care if you got to lay on the guy for 15 minutes. Just get that W, get that $1 million.
That's it. Name of the game is winning it then.
Yeah. Good. I can't wait for this fight. Well, good luck, Andre Harrison. I hope you win, man.
Thank you.
You're a great guy, great role model, great human being. Good luck, man. Good luck. Can't wait. Friday night, I'm going to be tuning in.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it, man. I can't wait.
Take care.
All righty. Later.
So Robinhood is an investing app that lets you buy and sell stocks, ETFs, options, and cryptos, all commission-free. They strive to make financial services work for everyone, not just the wealthy. It's a non-intimidating way for stock market newcomers to invest for the first time with true confidence. Look, guys, it's no commission fees. Other brokerages, they charge up to $10 for every trade. Robinhood doesn't charge commission fees, trade stocks, and keep all of your profits. You made the profits, huh? You did all that. They're not keeping your money, okay? And you can learn by doing. Learn how to invest as you build your portfolios, discover new stocks, and track companies with personalized news feeds. And, okay, they give you custom notifications for price movements so you never miss the right moment to invest. Robinhood is giving listeners a free stock like Apple, Ford, or Sprint to help you build your portfolio. Sign up at mmaroasted.robinhood.com. That's mmaroasted.robinhood.com. Check them out now. It is awesome. People. I got something else to tell you guys. What? I'm about to tell you, okay? Have you ever looked at a photo of yourself from 5 years ago and thought, damn, I looked young. What happened to that guy? Where'd all these wrinkles come from? And when did I start looking like my dad? Well, some things get better with age. Wine, for example. Or a nice single malt scotch. Unfortunately, this is not the case when it comes to your skin, especially with your face. Most guys don't do nearly enough for their skin, despite all it does for them. Soap and water are just not good enough to prevent aging. Well, listen, Hims Anti-Aging Kit is a custom prescription cream tailored to your skin that can keep your skin looking youthful and smooth by reducing the appearance of wrinkles and fine lines. Okay, you don't want to go out there and look like a wrinkly-faced guy, okay? You want to look good. It's your skin. Do you want to be a face in the crowd or the face in the crowd? Order now and save $20 off your first month for the Hims Anti-Aging Kit. Lock in those looks now and get your first month of anti-aging for just $20 off. Go to forhims.com/roastedsc. That's forhims.com/roastedsc. That's forhims.com/roastedsc. Hello?
Hello.
Hey, who's this?
Who's this?
This is Adam Hunter. How's it going? You're on the MMA Roasted Podcast. How you doing?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Good. We're just saying hello.
What's up, man? It's a pleasant surprise.
Oh, thanks, man. So what's new in the life of you?
Nothing, man. Just training, getting ready for this fight. I'm on my way to pick my son up from wrestling.
By the way, we're talking to Frankie Edgar, one of my favorite fighters.
The great
of all time. Yes. Amazing fighter. Fighting the Korean zombie. How are we preparing for this fight, Frankie?
Same way I always do, you know, just getting after it and just worrying about what I'm working on right now. And, you know, just trying to get better every day. That's all.
Yeah, well, is it possible to get better? I mean, you're already so fucking good. How do you get better?
That's the trick, man. You got to try to constantly get better a little bit, even if it's just the 1%, you know, got to get better every day.
That makes sense. There it is.
Now, the Korean zombie has some pretty good power. The guy looks like your tutor, okay, but he hits hard. he actually comes out of no. Like, I mean, his last fight, he knocked out, what's his name? Quick.
Bermudez, yeah.
Yeah, Bermudez. And I was like, there's no way. Korean zombie's been out for 3 years in the military. This other guy's going to run through him. Are we ready? I mean, how do you prepare for power like that?
You know, I've been fighting guys that hit hard for a long time. You know, I just gotta do me, man. Can't worry about getting hit so much because then he's gonna get hit with it. You know, you gotta just I gotta worry about what I'm gonna do, and you know, just try to make sure my defense is on point. You know, a good defense is a solid offense too.
Love it. I love it. I love it. Now this week, Khabib versus McGregor. Who do we like and why?
You know, I'm obviously friendly with Khabib, so, you know, I'm definitely going to be, you know, pick him. But, I mean, things go well for Conor, you know. He has a way of making things happen. So I'm interested, man. You know, I'm wishing well for Khabib. He's a friend of mine, and, you know, I think he's going to take it.
I hope so. My only fear is that his chin's a little high, and Conor has that fucking great left hand, you know?
He does, man. He lands it on everybody, and you know, he's special, man. He's got some power.
Now, if you beat when you beat the Korean Zombie, are you gonna call out the winner?
Are those guys?
Yeah.
I you know, I don't know, man. We'll see if Conor wins or even loses. Who wouldn't want to fight Conor at this point?
Right. Now, they're saying the main event, by the way, of the MSG card is Sejara Eubanks versus Bullet Shevchenko. What's going on, Frankie? You're in the UFC. Why is that happening?
You know, I think they need a title shot, you know. Sarge actually trades with us, you know, here in Jersey, but
then I'm so happy. That is the correct decision. Oh, good. That's the correct decision then. 100%. I back that. It totally should
Hey, I'm down with it. I'm down with it too.
Good. I completely, guys, that is the correct decision. Whoever, I was just kidding before when I said, what were they thinking? In fact, they should fight 3 times on that card, cancel everybody else in the card, just have them fight over and over and over again. I'm in.
Hey, how about this? They could still fight for it. Why don't they make them the co-main? Just make Nate and Poirier the main, you know? Why not? It doesn't have to be a title fight to be the main. That's the fight I think that's going to attract a lot of people.
Or Weidman Rockhold.
Weidman, the hometown boy. Absolutely.
Yeah. Now one of your teammates, Maras, just called out Dillashaw. He said, quit picking on little people. Fight me. How good is Maras?
Marlon Moraes. Yeah. He's as good as it gets, man. That kid is a stud everywhere. One of the most athletic guys I've ever ever trained with. You know, he's a super good friend of mine as well. And, you know, if he gets the opportunity, man, I think he'd beat anybody in the world.
And then Zabit. Where do you find these guys, these fucking killers? What's up with this guy?
Zabit, man. You know, he's from Dagestan. You kind of... You can't throw a rock in Dagestan without hitting a stud. So, you know, he's special, man. He's like, you know, you don't see anybody fight like him in the octagon, man. So, he's fun to have on the team. Fun and scary at the same time.
Now, promise me, Frankie, after you're done, you won't go into bare knuckle boxing. And have you thought about it?
No, absolutely not. I'll just stay fighting for as long as I can if I'm going to that, you know?
Yeah, right. I mean, it's getting pretty big. People are really getting behind it.
I see Johnny Hendricks is doing it, and I don't know. I'd rather just keep the gloves on and not have to worry about it. Yeah. I have enough cuts on my face.
Yeah, right, exactly. Well, listen, Frankie, thanks for coming on the show. You're the best. Pick up your kid from wrestling. Love you, man.
Yeah, thanks, guys. You guys are the best, too, and thanks for calling, man. Good talking.
Anytime, Frankie. Take care.
Take care.
All right, that was Frankie Edgar.
There you go.
Love that, dude. Good guy.
Good guy.
Yeah. He's the best. Fucking class act. Yes. Someone that I, you know, if I have a son or I would love my son to be like Frankie Edgar, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah. Anyway.
That's great.
Yes. So, people, this week I am in Des Moines, Iowa at the Funny Bone. Next week, I am back in Iowa in Des Moines again, as well as the Funny Bone in Kansas City with Jeremy Piven. I got a bunch of things lined up. Me and Piven, we're going on a little tour. Come see us all next week. And then I'm at the end of the month, I'm in Oklahoma, in Miami, Oklahoma. not Miami, Florida. Miami, Oklahoma. Yes.
That's a thing.
Yeah, that's a real
thing. It's all over. You find things like that, you know, like little towns that have big city names out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
That was a lot.
Nothing like being in Las Vegas, Rhode Island. So anyway, anything else you want to talk about?
I don't think so. I think that was pretty good, man.
We're good?
Yeah.
All right. Well, take care, guys. Also, if you're on Amazon.com, if you order off Amazon, go to AdamHunter.com first, click on the banner, and then buy whatever you want off Amazon. thank you so much, hey guys, and take care. Trap songs and trap don'ts. Түүний сонс тө хөгжим дөрболан. Тавс тоотан дөрболан боруулаа.